Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, February 11th, 2021. It is America Held Hostage, Day 23, behind enemy lines, apparently, right in the nation's capital. Obviously, the Senate impeachment trial, Day 3 of the second Senate impeachment trial, a show trial. And by the way, a show, look up the definition of a show trial. And then compare it to what you're seeing on TV. The optics are very bad. The left has come out swinging. The communists, I'm not even going to call them Democrats, have come out swinging. Their attempt is to silence. Well, no, their intent is to destroy, not just President Trump, but every single person who ever supported him. And that includes us, supported the Make America Great Again movement. In other words, American exceptionalism. America's a great country. You think that's a thought crime now, or it's becoming one, and the optics are making that appear as if we are a bunch of thugs, when in fact it's just the opposite. So that has consequences. What you're seeing today in day three of the second impeachment trial, aside from the unconstitutionality of it, we can argue that all day, the optics have consequences. And this is what we're going to be talking about in a larger sense. Because quite simply, because, for example, and I'm just going to toss this out here, because of our involvement in speaking out against a stolen election, we are not welcome on YouTube. We're not welcome on any social media platform with the exception of Gab and, of course, Parler. We are not welcome, and this, we just got this, on Amazon. Amazon just refused to put our show on Fire Stick, but we are on Roku. You can watch this on Roku. What's that? For now. Eric the Tech said, yeah, for now. The reason I bring this up, this is all relevant to what you're about to hear this first hour of this show. With me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv, and Chris Hoer from galileo.com. I'm going to bring them both on. And Steve, I'm going to bring you on first, and then you can introduce Chris, and we can have a discussion, because what's happening, the patriots in this country, the conservatives, the Christians especially, they're trying to divide us, silence us, and then ultimately destroy us. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, it's a delight today to be back with my friend Chris Hoer. The last time I saw him was a decade ago in San Diego, I believe, and Chris is the COO, Chief Operating Officer of Galileo.com, and that's spelled Galileo.com. And he's the information hub that will be feeding all of the different satellite phones around the world. And I hope you understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that we're watching now incidents where the internet is going down, where power outages are going down, and sometimes it's a million people without power. Well, we've got the solution to that, and the solution is an independent communication network that completely does not rely or need to rely on any ground-based power, cell towers, or any form of, I would say, natural or man-made disasters. You can always stay in touch. And I've learned this after being on talk radio and a newsletter writer. Communication and the communication of instantaneous information that's happening now is the key to all of our lives. So I'm bringing on Chris, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's the information source company and the satellite phone store, which is both on Doug's website at HagmanReport.com and mine, SteveQuayle.com. The hardware deal that they're offering is fantastic because you get a free phone, and then you get 120 or 150 minutes for, you know, the $99.95 a month. And so I want people to have this clear in their mind. The satellite phone store is separate and distinct from what we're talking about today, but we're going to give you the input on how you can stay in touch. And obviously, we'll have different people around the world will be feeding us the data all for the world. So here we go with Chris Hoare. Chris, thanks for coming on. Chief Operating Officer for Galileo. By the way, I love your name. What a cool name.
And Chris, if I can just punch in here for a second. Oh, there it is right there. Folks, understand the spelling is different. It's on your screen. Galileo. Go to rumble.com, go to HagmanReport.com. It'll be there. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to make sure people had the proper spelling of that website. Chris, welcome.
Thank you very much, Doug. It's a pleasure to be on, and it's great seeing my old friend Steve there, and I appreciate you giving us the time today. I've been in the satellite phone business on and off for the last 20 years in the handset business, and I've seen just how important satellite phones are in a disaster. You know, from a hurricane to power outages to war zones, you know, these units enable you to communicate. One of the issues that we're seeing today and that you were talking about, Doug, is censorship on a massive scale. And I think I'm not from this country, but one of the reasons I decided to move here was that America is really a land all about freedom. This is a place where that is guaranteed, and it's in the Constitution. And, you know, I come from a country where censorship was much more prevalent, and it's very, very important that people be allowed to speak. You know, that's really the only difference between America and North Korea is that freedom, and it's like it's vital to defend that. And a part of that is information. And, of course, what you're seeing with what happened to Parler and on Twitter, you know, banning certain people, it's just wrong. It's not fair. And we wanted to make sure that people had a way to receive uncensored information all the time, anytime, wherever they are in the world. And outside, you know, for the most part, of government control, regardless of the power situation or whatever the situation is on the ground, we will enable you to broadcast and receive vital information all the time, anytime, without any interruption.
And I think, Doug, that's critical because, again, the throttling down of real information, it's just, for instance, like the earthquakes, Chris and Doug, that are going on the West Coast, the density of earthquakes on Vancouver, Seattle, down into Northern Oregon, then all down Cascadia. You will not hear a word on that or about that on mainstream media, maybe just a casual reference. But ladies and gentlemen, it's so timely, and this is why Galileo provides such an amazing information source. They're talking about 24 hours. So this doesn't, you know, it's no 9-to-5 deal. People who have expertise in the specific areas are going to be inputting. And then based on what, you know, what service you guys want, and sign up for. I mean, specialty services. Obviously, if you've got a major store or a major company, you want to be able to keep in touch with all your people around the country, especially when the cell phones go down and the internet. Everything is based on the internet now. Communications, television, everything. So what Galileo does is basically provides, if you will, the on the wheel and a hub, all the spokes or the data information source inputting. But what Galileo does is the outputting. And this is, there's never been anything like this. As a matter of fact, you know, Chris, you and I and Tina talked about this a decade ago, but it wasn't the right time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, there's no free in the word dumb. There's a lot of dumb, but the free is no longer there. So Chris, continue if you would on just, again, how this is going to play out and how important it is, because natural disasters are absolutely accelerating beyond, I think, most people's ability to cope. But communication is critical. And I'm an opponent, you know, outspoken against solitary confinement, quarantine, and all of the stuff that's isolated people. Just heard of a 12-year-old kid that hung himself this morning. So tell people, based on your experience in the satellite phone business, why Galileo facilitate such an amazing information broadcasting platform, because again, you guys have, when in your association with you know, satellite handheld business, you guys have shipped phones every place in the globe in emergencies, and now in anticipating those emergencies, you're going to provide a service that people won't feel like they're locked out, because it drives me crazy when I don't know what's going on, okay? I'm addicted to information. But the bottom line is, take it as long as you want to take it and explain in detail, because a lot of people say, well, if I buy the phone, so what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the phone is great. It is the tool that enables you to communicate, but where are you getting that information? And look, we all have those times that power goes down for an hour, your cell phone's offline for 5 minutes. It's like you don't know what to do. It's like, where do you get information? I don't know. It's like the whole world has stopped and you feel very alone very quickly. So there are many things that are important that we take for granted. But look, first and foremost is personal safety. It's like if you have information, that enables you to take action. And that's what we want to make sure that you understand. If you've got no other source of information, knowing anything gives you an advantage. And it can save your life and it can save your family. Above and beyond that, you have a stock portfolio. You have precious metals. You have cryptocurrency. You know, what's going on in those markets? You can subscribe, and we're going to be launching at $9.95 a month. That's it. And you will be able to choose the information that you want to automatically receive that we will be putting out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we can, you can sign up to receive weather alerts, hurricane alerts, seismic activity alerts, and you can get your cryptocurrency prices, opening and closing prices on the indexes around the world, daily updates, multiple updates on Bitcoin, on Dogecoin, whatever it is that you need to know. Because if you don't know, you're in the dark and you're dead. So we want to make sure that you have all the information that you need when you need it the most. And we're not filtering this. We obviously have to. We don't want to be flooding you with information. But we choose what we believe is the closest thing to the most important information that you've asked to receive. And we have, you know, with people like Steve and others, we have some incredible sources of information that is reliable, that is uncensored, and that is accurate. And if that's what you want to get, you can sign up for crypto, you get that. If you want to know about seismic activity, you can get that. If you want to hear what's going on, what Doug's going on with Doug or going with Steve, you can get that. You know, so it's like you are fully informed when everyone else is like in the dark. And that makes all the difference in the world for you, for your family, and for your money.
So if I understand this correctly, Steve, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but.
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the vehicle, the tool, the mechanism by which people receive this information is by way of a satellite phone, which operates. It's not dependent on cell signals, internet, anything like that. This operates by satellite. So you're guaranteed, as long as a satellite is in geosynchronous orbit, you're guaranteed on getting the information. And the product is the information, the critical information. Just so I have this correct, right? I mean, that kind of summarizes what we're dealing with here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head there, Doug. It's the handset enables you to get information, but where are you going to get it? You know, it's like, what do you do? The internet's down. You have no power. You have no cell phone. You know, there's chaos on the ground. Where are you going to get that information? Well, you won't have to worry about that anymore, because whatever it is that you need, obviously everyone will receive breaking news alerts, the most important breaking news, but civil unrest, weather, you know, stock prices, whatever it is, medical information. I mean, if you think back to last year, what I was seeing today was that China was aware of problems with COVID in Wuhan as early as maybe even November of 2019. But who's talking about it? You know, it was like several, 3 months later, maybe the mainstream media is kind of starting to talk about it. It's already too late. You know, we want to make sure if there's a virus outbreak, if it's Ebola, if it's a new strain of COVID, that you get that information right away. What you do with it, that's up to you. But we just want to make sure that you get critical information from wherever it's happening around the world that you have chosen to receive. And you get that no matter what.
Interesting you mentioned that. Chris, because I first learned about the coronavirus, and you mentioned November. It was at the very end of November, it's right after Thanksgiving, and I was monitoring a satellite news service, and I saw one report on it, and I'm thinking now, you know, boy, I'll tell you what, that could have made a difference in a lot of people's lives had they had that information at that time, especially in the Pacific Northwest, where supposedly this it took root here in the United States. So thank you for that. But man, that's very interesting. And folks, we're all about solutions here. We can talk about problems all day long. This program, this specific segment is about solutions. And Chris Hoher and Steve Quayle are talking about solutions. I just want to reaffirm that. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, again, you guys, satellite phone, you'll be getting alphanumeric texts on these things. But here's what's really important. Like, if you have a partner that travels any place in the world, and obviously travel's being shut down, but just a local network, if someone lives across town 20 miles, 20 minutes, or 2 hours, all I got to do is go outside. And by the way, there's a great, Doug, a great video that's on right under Galileo that shows you how to work these. Basically, you just dial a phone number, and I'm going satellite to satellite phone. And that's a big deal, okay? No earth stations. So when people get these, they'll, and they have the option of you know, putting them in a base station, you'll need an external antenna, or just going out and saying, hey, I'm going to go outside and check my, you know, my data information. What's neat about Galileo, and I won't give it all away because a lot of this is, you know, my input over the years and waiting for the right time, is the fact that different people around the world have different expertise. I'll give you a good example. I want to hear from somebody in Syria or you know, Iraq, Iran, or somebody that can basically tell us, hey, look, the war just started, okay? Or so-and-so just sank a ship. And while this stuff's all going on, the mainstream will never allow the American people to know what's fact, and all you get is fiction. But the point is that this is the right product for the right time, because we're watching censorship that we never had to deal with a decade ago when you know, Chris and I were talking about this. And so now it's so necessary to have unfiltered and unbiased news. So here's what I want people to understand. Already I've been inundated, Doug, and I'm sure you have too, with hams, in other words, shortwave radio operators, and they're saying, we get a lot of feed. So let's say somebody, I'm just making this up now, but it's a good example. Let's say somebody in Florida has got a ham buddy in the Caribbean, and these guys said, man, Puerto Rico's just had 12 earthquakes, and they're giving us a tsunami alert. That person will obviously be in touch with a ham who then will basically, and we've got specific people, they have certain criteria they've got to fit, but this is why, in essence, we decided, and I said, we decided to go out to the different people around the world with proven expertise, so they can give you the real information in real time. There's nothing like it, because the internet, even though YouTube was supposed to be the people's news or whatever when it started, there's nothing there that will, you know, give anybody a reality check. So I would call this Operation Reality Check. Did I miss anything there, Chris?
No, you nailed it, Steve. I mean, it's fascinating. It's like even going back 10 years when we didn't have quite this level of censorship going on here, what I noticed coming from Europe is that the news you get here is very nation-based. It is American news, you know, and that's great. But it's like as soon as I got here, I kind of felt a little disconnected. And then I would go back to England and my dad would ask me what I thought of the 12-year war between, you know, France and Germany. I'm like, what? I didn't even, you know, obviously that's not a thing, but it's like, it felt like that. It's like, I just become clueless. And, you know, just because of the way the media here just tends to really be very inward bound, introspective. And global news is much harder to get. You have to work to get it. So I think it's very important that you're informed. You know, what you do with that information is up to you, but not being informed doesn't give you a choice. And, you know, whether it's, you know, a virus outbreak alert or an outbreak of war or civil unrest, these days you go downtown and suddenly you're surrounded by cops and riot police. I mean, you know, and you're in a situation just in your own town that you would never have expected. It's like, I'd rather know about that and make, then at least I can make a decision. Do I go there? Do I not? But knowing, you know, having that information is absolutely critical. And, you know, like Steve said, we're going to be gathering. We have so many great people in our network and his network and Doug's network that, you know, really are experts in this field. The seismic activity, for example, that we've been talking about recently, is like you turn on any news station on TV, you don't hear anything about it. But it's important. You know, it's vital to know that, especially if you're in that area, then you can at least, again, it's about being prepared, being, you know, having that knowledge. And that's, so that's what we want to do, is we want to take the best in the field of whatever it is, whether it's experts in cyber attacks or cyber warfare, EMP attacks. It's like, these things are not what you pick up on the mainstream media. And we want to make sure that you get that information, because it is extremely important. It's vital. It's life-saving. It can save your business and your family and so on. And, you know, we're very proud of the network we're putting together, and we're very excited to launch. No question.
And Eric, leave that on, because thank you so much, Eric. What you can see out too, can't you, Chris, the flow chart? This is Chris's flow chart. So what's important for people to understand this is that as every you're learning, I'm learning, we're learning, that what does happen, let's say in the South Pacific, does affect us. What does happen in one growing season, especially if it's South America and everybody's importing grapes from South America or fruits and produce from even Mexico, things are happening. So if you'd leave that up, just scroll down a minute to the top of it. And Chris, you can see it right there. Leave it on. You know, if you look at all these things, Doug, and everything from crypto prices, future prices, index prices, and cyber attacks, virus alerts, food recalls, terror alerts, hurricane alerts, EMP attacks, cyber, but it's not just that. And again, what we're developing, and this is critical for people to understand, there are specialists. There are specialists out there who are known for their insight and their track record in certain areas. So we'll be talking to those people and getting them set up, because again, this has to be, I'm going to tell you something, this will spread fast, and spreading fast, we want the Hagman Report listeners, viewers, supporters. You guys are the first people in the world hearing about this. And Doug, I want to thank you, because again, you're as equally frustrated as I am. Chris, both Doug and I get censored a lot, okay? You could probably guess that. Well, you know that. But what's important is that this does not require just one person. Let's say the guy drops dead of a heart attack. You just had the biggest alert in the world, you know. It's really, how should I say this? It's almost organic, is it not, Chris? Go ahead and deal with that, because, again, you're dealing with you and Tina, obviously the satellite phone store, on that side of the equation. Again, I want to make clear, those are two separate companies. They're the hardware. Chris is the COO of Galileo. But there's never been anything like this, has there?
You know, I wish there was, and then maybe we wouldn't have to do it. But apparently no one got it since we talked 10 years ago about this. But I think the timing is perfect right now. But you're absolutely right. There is no – this. We're not just looking at a Reuters feed or an AP feed and just regurgitating that and putting that out there. Absolutely not. There is no single point of failure. We're really looking into, and I think, cause that's what we're used to, right? Is like just wires and really they come from two or three companies, and everyone just reads them off and talks about it like it's fact, you know, like it's, that's the only point of view, like they're the experts. And those are great organizations, but that's just one point of view. That's one source. Our sources are much more involved at every level. And on the flowchart there, those were really just examples of some of the lists that you'll be able to subscribe to. But, I mean, when it comes to food recalls, you know, we have people like that, they understand the food supply chain. And that's in the last year, we've all had a real lesson, a wake up call in, how fragile the, food supply chain is. You know, I mean, you couldn't get toilet paper, but you couldn't get fresh fruit. You couldn't get all this stuff. It was all cleaned out and it happened overnight. And so it's vital to understand what's going on with the food supply chain. It's vital to understand when there are recalls. It's vital to understand when there's problems. And instead of just having one source for that information, we are putting together groups of people who are real experts from around the world, wherever they are, who know that best, whether it's viruses, whether it's food, whether it's terror attacks, whether it's, you know, military situations, coups and so on. Or there are specialists in every field, and that's what we want. We want to have the best knowledge from the best people, you know, possible and available to give us that information that we can get to you. Again, what you do with that information, that's up to you, but you can rely on one thing, that we are not censoring this in any way whatsoever. We are trying to get the best information, get direct to you, uncensored and guaranteed.
I can tell you this, Steve, back in the late 1970s when I was a first responder. I mean, the information, the timing of the information even back then, as it is today, of course, was so important. The sooner we had information, the better. But the other part of that is the correct information. And this is the, I'm proud, to know Chris, and to know the, structure, the infrastructure of the sourcing of the information to the extent that the end user is going to be very confident in the accuracy of the information. And that's critical to me because if I need to make a life or death decision, I want to make sure that information is correct. It's not, you know, from the cousin of a friend of a, you know, sister's, brother's, barber. Okay. I need that information in order to keep me and my family away from harm or get them out of harm's way. So this is why I think, you know, 10 years ago, you mentioned this maybe wasn't ready for prime time, but now it is. And think one last thing too, Steve. And Chris, and think about what the government is not telling us.
Amen.
You know, I talk to you, I talk to others on this platform, and what I'm hearing is, does not comport to what, you know, we're seeing on the news. But if you dig far enough, and if you dig long enough, if you've got that time, and I know, look, people don't have the time. People want information and they want it now. And they want the correct information and they want relevant information. And that's what this provides. And again, we're all about solutions. You know, and by the way, folks, don't come to me and say, well, geez, you know, you're pushing something. You know what? No, we're trying to give you the ability to save yourself and to increase the odds of you making it out of a situation that, you know, maybe you, otherwise you wouldn't, or staying away from a situation that you have the opportunity to do so. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think a good example of this is how many of us would have loved to, when the whole outbreak and, you know, Doug, late March, but have the heads up because, you know, there are effective treatments against CV-19, which I'll call Wuhan virus slots 48 and down. The bottom line is hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of those things which were proven. Now, if you're trying to push if you're trying to keep people from curing themselves to charge them $37,000 to go in and get a ventilator, you know, I want to know that. But see, this is what's going to be critical. Had you known about hydroxychloroquine, you could have got it when it was cheap and available. When you knew about ivermectin, and remember, Doug, we had, Gary Haven broadcasting, on just different platforms that ivermectin was working. So again, what I want people to understand is this. The most expensive commodity in the world right now is information. I'm holding up the satellite phone. You don't think the three-letter people, all the intelligence agencies, they sell your information. We just saw that Bank of America just basically torched their credit card holders that were at the Capitol. Okay, we're seeing that there's selection of who is allowed credit, who is not allowed credit. So let's say somebody says, hey, Joe, I just found a great bank. They'll allow us to, you know, have our credit cards. They're doing that to the gun industry. They're doing different industries. They're even blocking people who have subscriber-based, outreach from using even these standard platforms, PayPal and all the different things. If you're politically incorrect, the time's coming when you cannot conduct business whatsoever. But a good example of this, too, is that as central programming breaks down and stuff, it's good that if somebody knows, hey, Farmer Jones, and I'm making this up, okay, in North Dakota will sell beef at X number of dollars a pound, get a hold of them. And, you know, here's the thing, you guys. Imagine this is Pony Express, okay? Anybody who wants to get a message to somebody, and by incorporating the hams, the shortwave operators, into this, they know their local communities, they know their own networks, but word can spread fast. And what we're trying to do is get ahead of the game, and if we don't do this, and if it hadn't been done, we'd all be victims. But I maintain that this will make us an information victor and not a victim. And I told this story. People don't understand this. I mean, they've heard me say it before, But God bless Tina, because when I got my sat phone from you guys, you know, years ago, my wife went on an ill-fated raft trip at the wrong time of the year down the Grand Canyon or, you know, the Green River at flood stage. And, you know, her sister, who almost died, and her partner got flipped in the water. And for the first time in history, they were able to get a satellite signal out of the canyon to me. And then I was on it. And trust me, some people say, you're so impulsive. Well, in this case, my impulse plate, paid off. So that's a true story. That really happened. And had that not the rescue, and for the first time in history, and this is according to the Park Service, they launched a rescue because it looked like someone was dead. The last message I got is my sister, she's drowned. God bless the situation, didn't drown. So what I'm saying is I love this idea, but just as that's one unique case, and you know, Chris could tell you 1,000 cases, imagine that scaled up. Imagine when you're finding out, hey, don't go down the street to, you know, Walmart or whatever the store is, because they've got riots there. You know, people need to know information. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, all of your credit information is sold. Everything is sold. And that's why this gives you one of those last bastions of freedom. I believe Chris is correct. These can only be tracked within 50 miles.
Yeah, like on the Iridium network, every network is slightly different, but yeah, it's even if someone wants to pinpoint you, they could get a 50 square mile radius, and that's as close as they're going to get. So good luck with that. But I think what you were saying is so true. It's like overall, I mean, it's like we're on a need to know basis, and apparently we don't really need to know. You know, and it's like I don't accept that. I don't think this country is about the right to know. It's not for the government to tell us, you know, what we need to know and basically lie to us or hide most of the real valuable information or keep it for them and their buddies. You know, it's like we have a right to know, and this enables us, you know, we the people to come together to bring, you know, to gather the correct information and put it out to everyone else. And, you know, I think the prices over at the satellite phone store, they're phenomenal for $99 a month or $95 a month for the handset and the airtime. But I understand there's like the times are hard. And so one of the other things that we're working on right now is we're developing a smaller, lower priced, handheld unit, that would come in around, you know, might be the $19.95 a month or $29.95 a month, you know, for those people who can't afford a satellite phone right now. So we're trying to include everyone. This is not a rich man's thing at all. It's and look, but if you think about how much you spend on I know a cup of coffee a day is like $6 now somehow, you know, and that's $150 a month or something like that. I mean, you know, $99 for that unit is incredible. For that you had $9.95 for the information from Galileo. I mean, what's your life worth? You know, and look, hopefully most of this information you won't need, but when you need it, it's the most important thing in the world. You know, it's the information is the world's most valuable commodity. I think Gordon Gekko said that, but a lot of smart people said it before him. You know,
I love that reference, by the way. And you know, one thing I want to say, and I want to thank you for doing this. You had mentioned that, you know, not everyone can drop $99 a month or whatever it is, and that you're working on affordable alternatives. You know, I look out there and I see the marketplace of ideas especially in the alternative media or the new media. And I'm seeing a lot of people just raking in a ton of money for not much in return. This, and I want to thank you because again, how many people out there are doing what you do with the intent on making it available and affordable? And that's, again, folks, we're about solutions. We're not about, and you can ask Steve, we're not about making money. Although we know we need to exist, but that's, to me, that's so important. And I just want to really push that home because undeniably, Steve, you know how it goes. You have people say, oh, look at these people, you know, look at their one. No, we care about the people that, are part of, I look at them as a part of our family almost, you know, and I've been assailed and you've been assailed for even saying it in that fashion, but but we care about people. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring everyone into the fold of affordability and availability. And I want to thank you, Chris, for your hard work on that. But go ahead, Steve, now that I ramble.
Well, I want Chris to address this too, and we got to be careful, you know, of giving the whole elephant away when we want people to pay attention to what the ears have to say. But everything is becoming more costly. But there's even a plan in place. Let's say we have a localized transmission station, which is a ham operator who's also inputting into the cell network. And without going into all the intricacies, imagine that people, for instance, Doug Hagman Report listeners or the Q Files or whoever can basically, if they decide, and we can allow, you know, some anonymity, like a code to go to them who can't afford it. But what Chris is saying, I better let you say it so I don't say too much, but imagine, just basically like the, what would they call, Chris, like a small alphanumeric display, like a pager, but that goes off continually with an alert and based on profiles, which people will say on, send on a survey. Let's say you're John Smith and you care about one thing. And I know guys like this. They want to know what gold is, what silver is, and what platinum is. I mean, those are my clients over 35 years. And the number one question is, well, how will I know if, like we're seeing it right now, if the GameStop, SLV, the whole manipulation of the silver market, how will I know what my silver gold's worth if the internet goes down or if, you know, the power goes out and I need to trade or barter it? The answer is this. The unit that Chris is talking about will be, what, $19.95, $20? We don't know the final price yet, but I thought, now there is something that is accessible to everyone. You want to just go into a little more detail, and you're better at not, you know, I give the end away at the beginning, so you go ahead and deal with it.
No, but you summed it up perfectly, Steve. I mean, it's just a smaller unit that is certainly more, a little more affordable, you know. And again, this is like, it's like, yeah, do we need to make money to survive as a business? Of course. But like, we're trying to make this as inclusive as possible and affordable to everyone who wants it. And these units that we're developing work off the same global satellite networks. You know, so you are going to be connected for the same way, direct up to the satellite. You're going to be getting your information directly from the satellites, regardless of the situation on the ground. And whether you just want to get the precious metal prices, like Steve's friend was saying, you know, he was talking about there, you know, or you want to get multiple other things as well, you'll be able to get them all on this unit. And, you know, it's also, I think, important to understand that, you know, opening and closing prices for index or things, that, you know, that's great and that is helpful, especially if that's all you have. But we're also building the platform to recognize, let's say you have a 10% move in Bitcoin. I guess that's probably almost every day now. But so if you have the, you know, the twice daily morning and afternoon, U.S. morning, afternoon, like Bitcoin price, you'll get those. And maybe it'll be three times a day. I don't know. Of course, Bitcoin doesn't have a close or an open like all these other cryptos. But if there is a big move for that market, so it might be, you know, anytime there is a 15% move in Bitcoin, the platform generates an alert that goes out to you if you're a subscriber of Bitcoin prices or crypto prices. So we're trying to make it as intelligent and useful. We don't want to be sending you your phone or your unit going off 20 times a minute. You know, it's like, no, but when there's something big, we'll let you know. And I think that's the point. It's like, okay, now it's like you may not be in the paint, like silver may have opened here and that's fine at 26, or not that you can buy it for that, right, Steve? But it's like, you know, and you're just going along your day, but suddenly there's a 10% move or a 15% move. You'll get an alert that you didn't ask for, but it's going to be relevant to you. Would that be fair, Steve? And that's important information, right? If you're in that market.
It is important. And not only that, but I think, you know, if people don't understand it. If you see or hear that Russian MiGs in the U.S. are squaring off in the Black Sea, or that Turkey and Greece just basically fired a salvo at each other, you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is so interconnected, even by computers and, you know, not only the internet, but the intranet. And the minute, you know, all we live with in the United States is the threat, EMP, EMP, EMP. But everyone forgot the more important threat even before EMP was a cyber attack. You know, just like the situation, what, they tried to mess with the cyber attackers, tried to mess with Florida controls. And if people understood how at risk our power grid is and our communications grid, we won't be able to satisfy the need. Now, look, not everybody may want or need this, but this isn't about, how do I say this? If you are on the internet and with the ability to want to know, I guess you'd say a need to know, my attitude is this. I know of no other way to keep information flowing to all of the subscribers, to all of our supporters, to all of our intercessors, everybody out there. I don't know of any other way. And I'm trying to figure out a, for those who are central hubs for the satellite transmissions up into the Galileo headquarters, to be able to have a way to reach people, even if it's just, you know, well, the phones are up, the normal phones, if they got a landline, letting them know. But here's the thing. People have to decide what's a priority. And me, my life, information. I mean, you know, my wife says, you're addicted. I said, are you kidding me? I'm double addicted because I need to know what's going on. And because I want to tell people what's going on. For instance, Chris, this is real. I would be one of the people inputting. Had I had this service last night, I would have been telling people, you better be watching what's happening on the West Coast. The earthquake swarms now. It's almost a solid red line down from, you know, Vancouver all the way down to Mount Shasta in California. And that would have gone, you know, and it would have gone out to everybody, especially the people that are living there that should know that, hey, I better be keeping an eye on things. Data is the most important commodity in the world because we know this, ladies and gentlemen. You are an algorithm right now. You no longer exist as a human being in their minds, not in God's eyes or our minds. We're saying we're taking out the dehumanizing factor and letting you make decisions. I think this is what Chris is really driving through. Everybody needs to know what you do with the information is your responsibility. What you're going to be subscribing to Galileo is we're going to have people. I think we've got to touch this, Chris, and I want you to address this. Again, striking home that there will be people who are known for their expertise. By the way, that doesn't mean me, Doug. There are people that I know different places around the world. There are people who are former military guys, former spies, let's call them what they are. And if they're in the Philippines and say, hey, look, the Chinese are landing on one of the islands in the Philippines, you need to know that because everything affects everything. And I think, Chris, that's the key. Everything affects everything, or everything affects everyone nowadays. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, you're right, Steve. And I think it's like talking about the seismic activity. It's like usually like black swan events typically don't happen. And a black swan event being, I guess, defined as like a very rare, extremely unlikely situation. And so by definition, they don't happen that often. But it seems that there are always warning signs before these things occur. You know, whether it's markets that are skyrocketing or stock that is short 130% of its float, like how does that happen, right? But I mean, it's like GameStop didn't just go from 300 to 500 for no reason. You know, it was because there were more people through options and derivatives short the stock than the amount of stock that existed effectively. And if you'd have known that and you were short GameStop, you might be like, okay, well, I should probably not be in this trade, right? This is going to be a one-way deal when it goes wrong. And it's just like what's going on right now in California? I mean, you know, God willing that like this won't end up in a major disaster, right? But this am I right in saying that this is what the foretelling before these big earthquakes, before these killer quakes is like, there is a lot of activity. Steve, and it's like this is the kind of thing we would be putting out, like Steve was saying. Whether or not it happens or not, that's one thing. What you do with it, that's one thing. But you would know. Like, just be aware. These are warning signs. And again, we always, of course, hope that nothing bad does happen, but you will know and you will now have that information. It's like, maybe I should take these precautions. Maybe I should stock up on some supplies. Maybe there's going to be food shortages, maybe all kinds of things. But you will know, and now you're in control. And I think that's what we're trying to do, right, Steve, is just make sure that you're as informed as possible from the most educated people in that field, whatever that field is, not just here in America, but around the world. I mean, you know, you, Doug and Steve, it's like you're lucky in a lot of ways because you know all these people and you get all this information from just your natural network, you know. But we want to get what we all want to do, get that information out to everyone.
Yeah, but you make a good point. We might know the people, know the information, but if we have no way of getting it out, that's a really big problem. And that's where you come in. If I can just interject this question now, and feel free to answer it anytime. When is this going to be completely up and running, available for people to go to the website and sign up? And when do you expect to have the finishing touches on this?
Well, you know, the old saying, under promise, over deliver. Yes. But obviously we want this up as soon as possible. But more importantly, we want to make sure it's solid. You know, from day one, it's reliable. And, so I don't really give a drop dead date. But I say our goal is to be, you know, to have something up and running and available in March. Hopefully early March. But again, what we do have right now, is a way, if you go to Galileo.com, you can just give us your name and email address, and we will let you know as soon as it's ready. And those will be the first people who get to test out the platform. So believe me, we want to get it up as soon as possible, but we want to get it right, and we want to make sure that we've got all of the best information sources, like Steve's been talking about, from day one, you know, in every field that we can get. And you know, it will evolve over time, and it will grow, of course. But, you know, March is what we're shooting for, so... But we will be putting updates on Galileo.com for sure as things develop.
I appreciate that. And I know that Steve and myself, we appreciate the best and your commitment to quality. As you say, you know, under promise, over deliver. I like that. That's what I try to live by. And I appreciate that. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. Steve, go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
No. I think it's important because, see, what we're seeing right here is a necessity of us as human beings to communicate. And just as I have a thought, Chris has a thought, answer, question, whatever. But the bottom line, Doug, God bless you for going to the bottom line. We're working to get this up as fast as possible. And I mean as fast as possible. There's only one guy that sleeps less than me, I found, and it's Chris, okay? Because it was, you know, I don't know, what, 2 o'clock in the morning or something. So here's what people have got to understand. When you're sleeping, the rest of the world isn't. Well, you go to bed thinking everything's fine. Everything is not fine. And so the thing that is critical is that the acquisition of data, you know, you've always heard of 1,000 eyes in the skies when it comes to remote sensing and satellite surveillance. But we have something even those guys are envious of. We have thousands of eyes on the ground around the world. And those human intelligence, meaning people that see something, say something, and I'm not talking about spying on your neighbors, or my neighbor isn't wearing a mask. And my answer to that woman that would say that, I say, well, go ask him for another one and tie it around your neck and, you know, hold your breath. I'm serious. I'm sorry. I'm not very kind there. But the bottom line is that the information of eye-based human intelligence is what made the most powerful spy organization. In other words, hey, I just saw, you know, a rocket launch, which just happened yesterday off of where, the Atlantic coast, and people thought it was a UFO. No, it was a submarine launched ballistic missile. So instantly somebody say, hey, I just watched the submarine. It came out of the water. So this is what's critical, developing a system of eyes and ears and allowing them to input. And Doug, just to answer your question, the infrastructure, what I will call the cerebral cortex, will also be duplicated offshore. And I think you know what I'm saying there. We're not going to be dependent. I'm excited about this because, yay, I don't have to wait for a quote if the internet goes down. The bottom line is that that's what I think is critical, because while certain areas are closing, other areas are opening up. So it's a big undertaking. Pun intended. And Eric, will you put the satellite phone up again? Because I want people to know Tina and Eric have been associated with that satellite phone store since its inception. Boy, there's a hard word. And I misspoke earlier. It's a 150-minute monthly plan. And, you know, that's really great satellite time. So you can basically call anyone. You can call their landlines if you want. But this, you can go satellite to satellite. And we'll have a directory that will be available to specific subscribers. So the other thing we're going to be sending out, and Eric, you and I talked about this. I'm sorry, Eric, Chris, you and I talked about this, is that we basically will send out some surveys. You don't even have to sign your name to them unless you want to. But what's the most important services that you want? What's the thing that makes you the craziest? And you know, when you can't get on the internet, or is it personal concern for your loved ones? Well, good. We've got an answer for that. One satellite phone and the subunits, the little units. Okay. And I have people, and you know this, Chris, I have people that are saying, I want all my kids to stay in touch with me. And so whatever your criteria of priority or your priority in being able to communicate, that satellite phone store offers really good. And by the way, they did that for Doug's subscribers and me. It's kind of a gift to you guys. That normally, you know, you get a free phone, and that's pretty cool. You get a free phone. To buy a phone, what do those phones run? $600-800
Yeah, more. Yeah.
Yeah, more. You know what I paid for my first satellite phone? I paid $2,200, and you remember the satellite phones that had like a lap, an attaché case? I'm going around with that attaché, trying to point at the right bloody satellite headset. Maybe it was a junior James Bond or something, but the bottom line is that it was ridiculous. So, ladies and gentlemen, look at the size of this, you know?
And not to mention it was, what, $15 a minute back then?
Yeah, $15 a minute.
And it was a rotary dial, no less. Okay.
So. Well, hey, Doug, it was pretty ridiculous. I think the unit was, you would remember, because I got one of my first ones from you guys. What were they, $4,000, $5,000?
Yeah, crazy. That was like what the Motorola 9500 maybe?
Yes.
It was like one of those army phones where you have two hands to hold it. And but hey, you know what? What's to say? It's like in the land of the blind man, the one-eyed man is king, right? And it's like so. But it was expensive back then for everybody, and it went bankrupt, right? And they, what, $5 billion gone, and who cares? And I don't know, it's any money, I suppose. But that's, you know, that's a big part of this is like, if everyone else has no information and you have a piece of information, you're the smartest guy in the room. You know, you have the advantage over everything. And not that it was just like, oh, you could, that means you can tread all over people. It's no, you can, if you receive the information from Galileo, you can tell your friends in your community, you can pass that on. Now we're helping a lot of people, you know, and so that's the goal. It's like, you know, to do the best we can to help people by providing the most honest, informed information that we can get and getting it to you all the time, but when you need it most, critically. Like, that's when you need it, it's worth. Like, someone said to me once, if you ever need a lawyer, get a good one.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Doug, you can relate to that in the detective business. You've probably seen the worst and the best.
Yeah, and folks, all you need to do is just turn on the impeachment trial, and well, that has a different meaning there, but exactly. That was really good, Chris, how you put that together. Go ahead. Continue. That was good.
Again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is it's a blessing to be able to, you know, see everything that's taking place, to hear everything and know everything, because without the data, you know, that is available, people begin to speculate. And when you speculate on inaccurate data, you make big mistakes, and many times they cost people their lives. For instance, I don't want to be in a fishing boat headed off the Atlantic coast into the worst nor'easter that's ever come. And a lot of people, even in pleasure boating, you know, a lot of people have satellite phones and stuff, but in pleasure boating, they get caught in really severe trouble and danger many times. So, you know, what's important is this, is I would say this, whether people want to admit maybe this metaphor, we're on a life raft and the ocean's getting really bad. All of our lives in whatever situation we're in, there are so many macro events happening that our little life rafts are beginning to, you know, yaw and pitch and everything. And the goal is to get everybody on shore before everything sinks. So, You know, again, Chris, thank you so much for coming on today. You know, Galileo.com, but check the spelling. By the way, kudos. That's a fabulous name.
It'll be up. By the way, this will be up on our website, HagmanReport.com, as a graphic. So all you have to do is click it to check. Is that all right with you, Chris? I mean, we keep it up.
Oh, there. Absolutely. And Doug, thank you so much for having me on today. And thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it. And, you know, it's, you know, your listeners understand, I think, what we're talking about here. And it's, I think that this is, they understand that more than anyone, you know, what can happen. You know, your information can be shut off, you can be censored, you're shut down, like you're in the dark. And, our goal is to, you know, put the lights back on, I guess.
Amen. Well, Chris,
we appreciate you.
It's so good to talk to you, Jeff. It's just so good. Yeah. I always love talking to him on the phone because I feel like I'm transformed or transferred out of the mundane. So it's good to see you again, my friend, and thank you for the service of Galileo. And ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to understand. This man knows one speed, and the Russians should be embarrassed because he knows hyperspeed. I've known him for a long time. And, you know, you couldn't ask for somebody who's a COO who gets things done, and he gets them done. So at the end of the day, Doug, the goal is to get this thing into hands of people as fast as possible. And we're going at record breakneck speed on providing to Chris different people that he should talk to around the world. They're excited because they know this. They want Americans to know what's going on because they say, you guys can't go down. You guys can't go down. The last vestiges of freedom are on the line in America. So, you know, Chris, again, thank you. Very special thanks to Tina at the satellite store because, again, that $95 special, and I hope people understand this, they get the phone free, and then it's $95 a month, and you get 150 minutes. I remember, what was it when it used to be, $2 a minute or something? It was, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean even 10 years ago it was still right up there for sure. And but no, they certainly offer you a great deal for you and your listeners, so that's yeah, you might want to have a look at that. There's no question. But look, we're all in this together, and
we are.
You guys are awesome, and thank you so much, Doug. You know, really appreciate you just having me on the show. Thank you, Steve, and let's see what we can do here, but we're having fun.
Okay. Indeed. And Chris is like the Mike Lindell or my pillow of information and satellite information and platforms. I want to say thank you so much. Your character, your business model. Thank you. It's tremendous.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That was Chris Hoare from, Galileo.com. The link will be at HagmanReport.com. Folks, we're up against the top of the hour break, are we? Or did we blow past that, or does it matter, or are we? Okay. Hang loose. Steve, going to be right back with you. Hour two with Steve Quayle and Doug Hagman talking about things that matter to you. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. And welcome back, folks. This is hour number two of the Hagman Report for today, February 11th, 2021, 2112021. I don't know, something about that. I feel like I'm sending code or something out there with that number. I want to welcome everyone again. America held hostage. This is day number 23 of the Biden regime, sadly. Also day three of the second impeachment trial, which is a show trial. And that phrase, show trial, it goes back to 1928. It has a very special meaning. Now, that is window dressing covering. I believe that there's a lot of window dressing out there, that's covering the real news. Now, Steve Bannon says signal, not noise. That, he uses that in a whole different manner than I would use that. However, that kind of conveys the meaning, a similar meaning. When Steve Quayle comes on, he talks about the issues that are critical that you're not hearing about on the news. Before I get back to Steve, I'm going to just express from the bottom of my heart, since I have Steve on with me, a gracious thank you to each and every one of you who contributed and are contributing. The campaign is still going on to keep us on the air. We are fighting as hard as we can, like I said at the beginning of the first hour. Amazon has refused to carry us on Fire Stick. We are essentially banned from all social network platforms. We are on Gab. We are still on Roku, okay, which folks, I didn't even know what that was until, you know, I don't know, until Eric showed me. We are, and also by satellite radio, as well as you can see us right now on your screen by way of Rumble or Brighteon. But again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank Steve Quayle as well, because the work product, the investigative work product that's coming out, which I might not have been clear on this, or we might not have been clear on this. It's going to come out either tomorrow or Monday. To those people who have supported us. And again, thank you so much. As Steve laid out, on Saturday, during Saturday's special program, it is going to just blow your socks off. Okay. It really will. It's worth the wait. And so those people are sending emails saying, where is it? Well, just hang on. It's coming. What's that? $50 and above. Right, right. And it's worth every penny, from what I've seen. And I have not seen it all. Okay.
And if those donations continue to trickle in,
yes,
we'll make sure that people get it. So
there you go. And that's Eric the Tech. And if he says so, then he take it to the bank. All right. And again, I want to thank my good friend and, brother in Christ, Steve Quayle, for the sacrifices he's made and for everything he's done. Without, you know, one last thing. One thing I learned in this business. Look, I'm an investigator. I'm not a talk show host. You can tell, because I can barely string sentences together when I'm on air. But I'll tell you what, I'm a good investigator. But in this business, one thing I've learned is loyalty is non-existent. And I mean that, and it saddens me. But, you can't even get a game of pickup baseball together and have people agree on the, you know, where to have it in the alternative news media business. That's sad. But I can tell you this, with Steve Quayle and a few others, the loyalty is great. And I just want to, again, thank him publicly for that. And as well, again, thank you for everything that you're doing for us. I don't mean to ramble, but, I'm a little emotional about this, because I have to tell you, we've got federal agencies breathing down our necks. Why? We dared support, people going to the Capitol on the 6th. We dared promote that, to promote that. And that's, yeah, it's a little bit, daunting, I'll just say. All right. With that, Steve, I'm not going to say any more. I'm not going to take any more of your time. You've got some information that you want people to look at. Let's rock, sir.
Well, thank you, Doug. And by the way, everyone, the PDF, Lord willing, goes out tomorrow. It's between 40 and 50 pages. I think you're going to be blown away. And Doug, I want to make this statement. I want to thank everybody that supported Doug on this fundraiser, because it really does tear at you day in and day out when, you know, you got to worry about, okay, where's the next thing coming from? Whether, you know, the event of the FBI going, even if you were, I understand you're on Facebook talking about going, some people talking about going to D.C., everything we're talking about and warning you about is now in play. And the critical information is so important. So I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. Contrary to some, yes, I do have a heart. And the thing is that I want this PDF report. I think you'll see it. It's really disturbing in some areas. It's to show you what happened. For instance, the Aztec Empire, people say, where did all the Aztecs go? Well, you know, there was a drought. They fled the jungles. They went into the desert Southwest, which they did. But how do you get rid of all these people? Over a 600 to 800 square mile radius, there have been a lot of Mexican archaeologists and artifact hunters just scouring the different areas. They found an Aztec alien temple. And by that, it absolutely shows the aliens in alien form, as you know, but there are 27 different varieties of aliens. By the way, I'm sure they don't name ice cream flavors after them. But the panels, some of these panels can weigh 2,000 pounds. There's nobody out there chiseling away on some of the hardest substances in nature unless they have advanced technology. But you'll see things that you'll go, I can't believe it. The reason of this whole PDF, I want, oh, Lord, help me to communicate, is to have you on the front end of the and not be taken back by all the weirdness that's going to come when the invisible evil becomes visible. You're starting to see it. Somebody's saying, I watched so-and-so, Fausti, and you know, Fausti, and they said, Steve, he looks like a gremlin. If I saw him, and it's like he transformed before me. Well, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing outpicturing now. Outpicturing is a word that means simply demons that are in a person. I'm talking disembodied spirits are now starting to manifest coming out of the people, whether their eyes shift or, you know, contorted or whatever, or the some of the most horrific tattoos that people are getting. And I said to those people, I said, when you put that stuff on your body, you may think it's, you know, your imagination, but wait until it bursts out of your chest. This isn't on all tattoos, but some it is. And you see the thing you carried on your chest as a tattoo. I told a man like that, he's dead now. He had a dragon up and down from the back of his neck to the bottom of his spine. I said, you gotta rebuke that man. And he died about a year ago. He just didn't understand that, you know, your body is a temple. He goes, I pray he's saved. But the PDF is so, I would say this disturbing yet so telling. It appears with all of the evidence coming in that literally it was the aliens that destroyed the Aztecs and the Aztec and aliens and the Aztecs. Actually, there's images of the Aztecs beheading and doing all sorts of gross things. Now, it's not all gore, and so you don't have to worry about that. But one of the most telling panels is the panel of Lucifer's planet. The planet Rahab, the planet Astra, A-S-T-R-A, that was between the orbit of Mercury and Jupiter. Those of you who have, I'm sorry, Mercury, Mars and Jupiter, that came to the Branson, saw that whole, I don't know, 8-minute video I did. It's on Gen6Giants.com, Mars video. But what's interesting, they showed that, Doug, and they showed that in a panel that, you know, is a minimum of 500-600 years old. But we're finding that a lot of the alien artifacts even predate the Aztec building. By the way, the Aztec, Inca, and Maya do not make their own claims that they built the pyramids. And the pyramid is a universal design that goes back before the flood of Noah. I categorically reject that Hebrew slaves built the pyramids. Maybe Saqqara, a step pyramid, but they certainly didn't build the pyramid of Giza. You know, of Cheops, Khufu and Menkaure. So the thing is that this PDF will put you out in front of the narrative. Do you understand? Am I making that clear, Dave, Doug, that they won't be taken by surprise? And I tell people, yes. This is what Jesus means by men's hearts failing them for looking after things coming on the earth. So I'm giving them a preview so they can wrestle with it in prayer and just understand how truly evil. Even now what we see is nothing compared to what's going to be seen. Go ahead.
You know, you make a good point here because, like, I think most people, or I think I'm like most people, right? Or it's difficult. If you said, for example, what you just said to me all at once, I don't know, 2 decades ago, I would not get it. I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't even bother with it. But once you take things in chunks or are delivered or given information in a timely manner, but in to me, in a linear fashion, as you did with this and are doing with the PDF, as well as all of your work. Now I'm beginning to understand, at least again, I feel like I'm a normal person. So I think people will be able to understand a lot more and prepare for that where their hearts won't fail them because, well, they'll have the upper hand in knowledge, what you provide. So what you are providing. So thank you for that. And you know what, folks, I know the work that's gone into this, the immense cost that has gone into this. And what Steve mentioned, is about half the size, 600 square miles, about the half the size of Rhode Island. I mean, that's a huge area. So, and when I learned that recently, it blew my mind. So anyway, go ahead, Steve. And again, thank you, because I think this helps people to prepare and understand, or understand and prepare.
Yeah. I won't drop names. And again, I want to make clear it's not Gary Haven, but a billionaire. But there's another billionaire, a European gentleman down in this area buying all the artifacts he can get his hands on. And the thing is that these are just hardworking Mexican people. And God bless them. I mean that because my goal, by the way, my goal in all this is to establish the fact that this is the greatest archaeological find in the last 1,000 years. Because it ties the presence of aliens and Aztecs, advanced flying machines, UFOs, advanced technology. It even shows guys cutting rocks. The whole human sacrifice. It's kind of like which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did the aliens teach the Aztecs to sacrifice and eat human flesh? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me just put this into perspective. The Aztec and the Maya were cannibals, so you can't get away from it. The desert southwest is filled with legends of cannibal giants. And people said, well, do you have any giant bones? No, because I'm not there. I can't get into Mexico, nor do I want to go. I can't hear. I can't speak Spanish. But what's important, this is, and Doug said how dangerous it is. I have a friend, I'll just use his initial J, who's been down there in some of the most dangerous areas. This is narco-terrorist country, ladies and gentlemen. This is banditos. This is where, you know, if you got anything, you get held for ransom. And God told him to go. But before he went, Doug, this is amazing. He spent just about 9 months, I guess, or 10 months in prayer, just seeking God. And the guy, I mean, God said, you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. So when he goes, he went with the blessing of the Lord, and God showed him favor. But had it happened 10 months ago, it would have been a different case. So now you've got, and just so you people want to know, there's a word, a fancy word, provenance. Provenance is usually used against me as a weapon. Well, you weren't there and didn't see it taken out. And because I'm trying to control my tongue, I said, no, I wasn't, but somebody was there and filmed it. And I trust the person who was there and filmed it. And oh, by the way, you could explain maybe 300 artifacts. You can't explain 5,000 artifacts. Doug, we went through 1,500 photos to pick the most representative images, and you've seen some of them, and we put them up with the skull and stuff. But that's some of these images are 2 tons. So, you know, you don't have some guy hauling a piece of 2-ton jasper or jadeite on his back and chiseling away and making such unusually detailed pieces. The technology of the aliens, and by the way, I want to make it clear here, to me, aliens are absolutely apart from God, separate from their hybrids. I don't know the degree the fallen angels got into genetic engineering and manipulation, but I know this, all the golden ages, whether it's Atlantis, whether it's Hyperborea, whether it's all that, God judged the worlds that were before even the world of Noah. There's a period in there that goes back 450,000 years, the Sumerian Table of Kings. So I'm saying all that to say this. The information was put together by Daniel Holdings, who is linear, logical, and the development of the thread is astonishing. That's why it couldn't have gone out before. Nobody's gotten it. Everybody gets it Friday, Lord willing. It's done tomorrow. When it's done, I'm serious. I couldn't be more serious than this. I want you, when you get it, before you open it, say, Lord, I cover my eyes with the blood of Jesus. I cover my mind with the blood of Jesus. And I want you to show me all this from your, see, I'm not about the knowledge, good and evil. Somebody accused me of that once. No, I'm telling you of the greatest deception that's coming on the world, that the aliens created us, and that the Catholic Church has already built their documents getting ready to baptize aliens, you know? And listen, that's not anti-Catholic bashing, because the rest of the world will go along with it too. You know, anybody but Jesus is their motto now. The second Psalm, we will not have this man Jesus rule over us. So what I hope that this is doing, by the way, this is just the beginning. This is going to turn into a full-scale film. I can't go on that because there's too many eyes and ears out there that try and frustrate everything I do, as you know, Doug. So the situation is that it's being componentized. And there are certain aspects of the componentizing of it. People, I never ask names. Don't care about names. I'm a caring about the stuff. But I will say this, and I'll close with this on the PDF that people get tomorrow, is the fact that the Russians are there, the Germans are there. And I'm not talking about just archaeologists. Yep. Why are the intelligence agencies there? Why are they so concerned with the glyph language that for the last 2 years have had scientists working on different places? I don't know each name of the scientists. I've been kept out of the loop on purpose. A Russian once told me this. I told him, I don't care about your name. He said, you will live longer that way. So, you know, when somebody tells you that, and they probably could back it up, I say, irrelevant to me. But what's relevant, the reason of this whole exercise, I'm saying to you all that have supported Doug, that helped in this fundraiser, this is a big deal, because God is letting us, the Christians, be ahead of the narration that's going to come as a weapon against you. And when you can stand your ground in faith, when you can stand your ground knowing you don't have to be afraid of this stuff because Jesus has given you power over it and power to tread on serpents and scorpions, as the Bible declares, and nothing by shalling means hurt you, then you get an understanding. Because, Doug, when people read the Bible, they don't understand the nature of evil. Not that they should, but they don't understand the nature of the battle that's infused or empowered by evil. So that's an important, I guess you'd say, caveat for people to understand. You're getting something, and I will say this, it, all the pictures are watermarked because there are people that steal everything, and I'm sorry, they have to be watermarked, but there's never been this recorded presentation to anybody in the world. And you guys, thank you for your support of Doug. Thank you for your support of me. Thank you for praying for us, keeping us alive. You get it first. And that goes specifically to anybody who's donated over $50 to the Hagman fundraiser. Amen. Because we've got to keep Doug on the platform. Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
I from the bottom of my heart, thank everybody. Thank you, Steve. Thank everyone out there. And again, folks, if you feel led to, there's the link to our donation page. And again, we're trying to always stay ahead of the censorship. And when I say truth can't be silenced, that's Eric came up with that phrase. And I believe ultimately that truth won't be silenced, but they are trying their darndest. So with that, Steve.
And also our Patreon members that donate 50 and above will also get this.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And again, you know, Doug, look, the important thing is this relevance. Okay. You know, for instance, what's going on in the Pacific Coast is really important. And Eric, can you throw that map up from the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, the one that I sent you? This is kind of it's the tremor map. And since, good night, 2 years ago when we made the movie Cascadia, the big one, it's important that people understand that there are events happening now seismically that have never happened before, i.e., a perfect example, if triple earthquakes on top of each other or touching each other happening, with the latest being in the Loyalty Islands. Let's look at this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to see the clustering of quakes all the way down the Cascadia Range or the coastal range. look at the intensity. And just since yesterday, does this mean the big quake, the Cascadia full subduction rupture is going to happen? I can't say it's going to happen, but I'm telling you what, there's indication that something's happening, and it just so happens that's the whole Cascadia subduction zone, a fancy word for they've got problems on the West Coast. I reached out to my scientist friend, and Doug, you know, one of the things I do for my, I would encourage people to sign up for the Q-Files podcast, simply because this. I sent out an email today, and the email was a final warning alert. It's not really an email. It's a newsletter. Historic earthquake and volcanic activity taking place. All of creation groans in pain. And one of the screen captures from one of the earthquake reporting services, it's showing that there was 2 7.9 earthquakes and a 7.7 happening on top of each other. So imagine a jackhammer, and imagine a jackhammer, boom, 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 and then coming in from the side, boom. I asked my information. I'm giving everybody a heads up. Not only do you get the podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but you get two of these a week. Darren Geisinger puts them together. But I reached out to my science guy, and I said, okay, this is an exact quote off of my flash alert, warning alert I sent out. I said, hey, give me a detailed scientific reason on what the triplet quakes are signaling and why no one will tell the truth about them. Here's his answer. They always claim it's seismographic failure or a glitch. Well, you could maybe believe that one time, but I think since 2020, there's been at least a half a dozen, if not eight, this makes eight, of triple big earthquakes. My definition of big earthquake, they got to be at least 6.9 to even, I don't even want to use it, you know. I'm sorry, but, you know, I like the illustration of when you understand magnitudes and earthquakes, that the power being exerted on these plates, the tectonic plates, is off the charts. Most people can't recognize it. So here's what I said to the science guy. I said, why is no one telling the truth about them? And here's his answer. They're stalling because when they have to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, even a casual observer of earthquakes will be able to understand the catastrophe we're in. His word, catastrophe. The quakes are attempting to release the intense pressure caused by the subsurface magma flows or subsurface intersecting P waves, which are radically changing the nature of the underground map, even if it cannot be seen at the surface. It's also a warning or a precursor to surface level events, which will happen in the near future. It also signals that there are tectonic level plate actions happening underground at that exact location. The way he explained it to me, ladies and gentlemen, maybe this is a lens thing, but plate subduction, two plates, this one subducts, this one overthrusts. But what he's saying is there's now a third force, torsion. Torsion just simply means you're turning it. So instead of just going under, going over, it's starting to torque or turn at an angle, and that's where the problem lies. I asked him, too, and he read my mind on this one. I don't mean literally, but this would have been the next logical conclusion, okay? If people honestly understood that the triplets and more signal that grave triplets signal that grave actions are coming rapidly to that area and clear out, they would basically clear out like the animals did. I'm sorry, I'm reading it kind of in third person. And then my question would have been, and he already answered it, since I was curious, I knew you'd be curious. I just ran a check, and there's nothing like this in modern recorded history at all. So, Doug, if this is what I want people to understand. When Eric put that tremor map up, I don't think people get it. To them, well, that's just an earthquake swarm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that earthquake swarm, 11 of the most dangerous volcanoes in the United States are represented on that portion of the map. Situation is happening all the way down to Mount Shasta and beyond Mount Shasta into Mount Lassen. And, you know, there are three active volcanoes right now. And the Long Valley Caldera, the Clear Lake Volcanic Field, Lassen, the specific mount, Lassen Mount Shasta. And then you get down into the Salton and Buttes and I think it's called the Coso Volcanic Field. When Ridgecrest earthquake happened in July, whatever, 7th, 2019, I guess, there's one of the largest magma pools in the continental United States. Thank you, Eric. So what's happening? Magma is moving. And when the water temperature is off the West Coast, they say, oh, it's just an anomaly. Yeah, it's an anomaly, but they're not telling you the cause of the anomaly. In the last, 96 hours, 4 days, you two spy planes have been up over this area recording with panorama cameras. I put the whole article up on my website. They're flying their 747, they being NASA. The U-2s are, they're unmarked. They even use spoofed transponders, meaning so you can't track who owns which U-2 plane. These happen to be, I believe, the National Security Agency. If something's not happening, why are they? And just, Doug, this just came in an hour before we started this. I just got an instant update that all of the planes now are being given to land in alternative locations 550 miles away from the coast. In other words, when they have to refuel, change pilots, they cannot, left Palmdale, California, or Groom Lake, or whatever, Area 51, wherever these planes are dispatched from, they're being told, use your alternative landing, refuel, and repiloting areas. Now, as an investigator, I'm glad God gave that to you and not me. I would not have made a good investigator. But the bottom line is that that's saying something, because the volume of evidence is saying to me, these aren't the, you know, speculations of a madman or whatever. All I'm saying is that this is going on. And so when I did the film, I'm the producer, I'm the guy that, you know, I believe God spoke to me. And also Paul Begley, even when I went on the show, I think 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, whenever, he said God woke him up and said, Paul, watch Cascadia. And he was like a second witness to me because we'd already been in the production of the film. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this. I'll be careful on how I say this. I'm ready at a moment's notice. I can't get there from Bozeman, Montana. You know, even if I hopped on a jet, I still got to get a helicopter and get in the air. But I have a friend who's going to be in the air. He said, Steve, I can be up. My camera's already mounted on the helicopter. It can be up in less than probably 20 minutes. So he's ready to take the pictures with one of the high-resolving aerial cinema platforms. That's how soon I'm trying to get you guys real information. At that point, that information will be downloaded, and, you know, it'll go to Doug, or it'll go to me, or we'll both put it up, or we'll have an emergency broadcast. I don't want to waste time. Time is the most valuable commodity. Those of you watching me, those of you watching Doug's most valuable commodity is the time he's got left. I'm not prognosticating anything. My most valuable commodity is the time I have left. We all have to. What God has called us to, we have to redeem the days. We have to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And Doug, what we're seeing right now in, I would call this, the theater of the absurd, is such supernatural hatred for the president that they don't claim is the president, yet they're trying to make a showcase hearing out of him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really This is a watershed moment in the final nails in the coffin of the United States of America. Unless America repents, God grants us a reprieve, and we repent on the same order of Nineveh. You don't repent by sitting down, and with each person, it's going to be separate. But heaven must be petitioned. And as I pray, when I look at those, even Eric, when I look at those images, I'm praying. I said, Lord, I said this last night, because I'm not kidding when I say stuff like this. People think I'm just melodramatic. I'm pissed a lot of times, so melodrama doesn't come in there. If that word offends you, you've been listening to the wrong guy. If I had this last night and that whole Galileo would have been set up, you can bet I would have been an inputting. And I want to make this clear to everybody. The events are accelerating off of anybody's time frame and time schedule. So when you get up in the morning, oh, what am I going to do? Kill time? Don't kill time. Waste time? Don't waste time. Be effective. Use it for prayer time. Use it for intercession. Go to the grocery store while there's yet food. And again, I want to say, if there are any single moms out there, you're struggling, you can't feed your family, you email me, put single mom. And if you've got five kids by five different fathers, this doesn't apply. Because I've got to tell you this, I'm not making any form of statement, but that those kind of unwise choices make me know, and the person can repent, but make me know that that's not what God told me to do. God said, you deal with the widow, Steve. You take care of the orphans. You feed the vets. I want to make this clear. The money that we're sending out to the veterans, that we're sending out to the single moms, that we're sending out to the single dads, that's all about getting you food, because all of this stuff is going to affect when the cascade, your ability, it's going to affect your ability not to get food. So be honest with me, put it email, say food, vet, food, you know, and all I want to know is how much you make a month. I had one guy wanted me to give him a down payment on a 3-bedroom house. That's not what God called me to do, nor is it what I would allow any of that money that you guys have given to us to give to those. The stories of redemption, that's what they are. The stories of redemption are so amazing. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you fit in that category, single dads get overlooked probably more. And I want to add another one, orphans. This is on my heart, Doug. The loneliness of some of the people that listen to you, listen to me, listen to us, various platforms, various broadcasts, they're just so lonely. And I said to last night, I said, Lord, you promised in your word to put the solitary in families. God, will you grant a different heart's attitude to those who are less fortunate? Will you basically open your people's eyes? So I want to do this too. If you are an orphan and you need help and you're making under $1,200 a month, let me know. Because, Doug, we only have so little time. And when I say so little time, I cannot and I will not say until the Lord tells me, you tell him it's going to happen. I can't tell when it's going to happen on Cascadia. I can only tell you this, that the most powerful governments in the world are warning their people, even Russia's telling their people to get off the coast and head 500 miles away. The Russians understand geoseismicity. They understand in such a way, they have some of those brilliant scientists, and that's true. They don't have gags on them, usually. Our scientists are gagged. Because what happens to the economy of the United States when that thing goes up? What happens to the growing season? What happens to all the fertile valleys in Oregon and Washington, down in the Central Valley of California? I don't deal well with the idea of anybody perishing. So my prayer right now, and I want you to join me, ladies and gentlemen, is that people who are in a dangerous spot on the West Coast. Now, if God told you you're okay there, the safest place for you to be is where God tells you to be. You don't need to flee to Chile, Argentina, or whatever. You know, I thought about that once. Bottom line is, you need to be where God told you to be. And the best answer is if he gives you peace. If you do not have peace, the peace of God will go, man, I've never felt this peaceful in my life. That's a peace of God, because you never have felt that peace in your life because you didn't have it as a human. God gave it to you because he loves you. So all of these things are happening, all these events. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. Suck it up, take it up, and go for it. I'm saying take up the cross. The cross is, you know, here's a really great answer. Somebody gave me the answer. I think it's good. So he said, what's a cross? And a wise man said, The cross is the point that your will crosses God's will, and you know that his way is right. Pretty cool answer, isn't it? Well, here's the deal. These events that are happening, and this is just the seismic events, they're happening in some of the most volcanically unstable regions of the world. There's a reason Mount Etna is going off. There's a reason that the different volcanoes in the Kamchatka Peninsula are going off. There's a difference that Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines is getting ready to explode. The harmonic tremors, they're singing. And I believe the scripture tells us why all this is happening. Because all of creation is travailing. It's ready to give birth. It's been under the curse. And even creation, Jesus said, when he rode in Jerusalem, if the people hadn't cried out, Hosanna, even the rocks would cry out. One of the most interesting things we couldn't put into our film on Cascadia is the unique harmonic signature of different pools of molten magma. In other words, what's under the Big Island of Hawaii sounds totally different than what's off of, or what's in, let's say, the Long Valley area, what's in the Ridgecrest area. And ladies and gentlemen, again, where are you going to hear this? When? And my other question was, and I think I've told you this before, Doug, I said, why won't the authorities warn the people? He said, Steve, you know the answer to your own question. They don't care about the people. All they care about is the bottom line. Chris Goldfinger, you can look it up, a very bright scientist. I posted all the different Cascadia investigative journalist pieces that are just magnificent in detail, fabulously researched, amazing and provocative in causing people to think. And you know what? Silence is golden in the world of science right now. There is no science. Look at, and Doug, that's an important statement. Science has been assassinated. They used to accuse the people of faith, Christians, you guys don't know what science is. One of the most famous paleontologists in the world told me that to my face. And I said, all you guys can do is make up names for bones and you don't even have the complete structure. I was thinking primarily of anthropology and the Piltdown Man, you know. I think that it's critical that people even approach the whole issue of COVID-19, the Wuhan virus. And Doug, look at this. We've watched our government under Chinese influence, primarily Congress, but more importantly, the mass media, absolutely change the truth of a thing and making you know that nothing you believe can be true. Only what we tell you can be true. You want to speak to that?
You know, I'm not even sure how I can speak to that, Steve. And I'm not trying to weasel out of that.
That's a good answer, by the way.
That's a really esoteric issue. I'm not even sure if I said that correctly, but I mean, when you think about the depth of that statement, it's how can I put this? A phrase that bothered me, we don't know what we don't know. Okay. And I think that was from the Iraqi war Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I put that up there with that statement in a sense. And if you think about that and think, it's kind of like thinking, well, where does the universe end? Okay. And I'm throwing all these examples out there because to me that's a really, the depth of that is, let's talk about it, Steve. What do you make of that?
Well, I make of that I can give you an answer to your question. A sane, rational, cognitive thinking person cannot understand insanity.
Thank you.
Because insanity exists outside of the bounds of normal. It exists out of the realm of, quote, making sense. It's absolutely a total takeaway from truth. And people say, well, there's no such thing as truth. I say, oh, yes, there is. There's no such thing as absolute. Oh, yes, there is. Well, how do you know they're absolute? You just made a statement. You could have made the statement that there's no such thing as truth or no such thing as absolutes unless they absolutely were true. So the thing is, not trying to be clever, but see, we as I would say this, a Christian should have a worldview, a cosmogenic view, that just simply means the origin of the universe. They should have a spiritual view. They should have an understanding of life, death, and judgment. They should have an understanding of cause and effect. They should understand that personal responsibility is a function that God gave or created us with. But unfortunately, Doug, everybody has, and I maintain this, apathy, indifference, and surrender to just whatever is. It's like people waiting in a lazy chair to be carried by four servants on poles like Pharaoh was, right to the guillotines before their heads are cut off. They think life is good.
No, see, I was not going there. Conversationally, I wasn't going there. I was thinking there are things that we we're not to understand, but we are to rely on our faith. Okay. But that, I see where you're headed now. My mind was going toward the, okay, there are things that we're supposed to understand and there are things that we'll never understand that we have to use faith to accept as opposed to understand, if that makes sense. I don't know if I just.
And I'll give you King David's answer to that. Okay. King David said, I'm not going to exercise myself in matters too great for me, but that which, Lord, you've revealed to me,
right,
and that which you've taught me, I stick in that. In essence, faith, okay? Faith is the bridge between what God has revealed and what you don't understand. God's God. I don't need to know, well, Lord, at what point in the creation of all did you fuse hydrogen and helium? At what point, it's ridiculous, but... Doug, the thing is that here's the key. The mainstream murderers, MSM, that's what I'm calling them, that's my opinion, have done such a great job of dethinking the people, of propagandizing them. 1984 has never been more relevant, Orwell. Big Brother, telescreen, telepresence. People invoking, enveloping, and inviting that little, spy on the table, what is it called, Echo or some of those deals, or television. I remember you and I did a show years ago, and when we were talking about those televisions are spying on you, yep, and people said that. Do you remember that? Remember the flag?
Yeah. And I have to say, even somebody very close to me said, I don't believe that's – you've gone off the deep end. And sure enough, I mean, you proved it. I mean, it's proved that, yes, it's a two-way communication device. Smart TVs. Yes, absolutely. And thank you for being ahead of the curve on that. And that kind of goes back to that PDF report in a sense. You know, these chunks of information that we hear, maybe 10 years ago, and all of a sudden now it comes back, and now in the grander scheme of things, it makes more sense. I didn't mean to overtalk or
it does, because that's what context means. Okay, you couldn't understand the end of the age unless you were living in the context of the end of the age.
Well said.
I'll give you a good example. I was contacted over the years, and usually once or twice a year, by this broadcasting company or this, Discovery or that. But I'm persona non grata because I talk about the biblical narrative as applying to the giants. And anybody who's ever watched Ancient Aliens or any of the stories, they'll always use the word of God, that the parts they cherry pick, but they never put it in context. For instance, the book of Revelation. They try and make Ezekiel's wheel within a wheel, a flying saucer. They try and make Moses an alien. But here's the deal. The context, this is where I'm coming from. I don't care if 1,000 liars say I'm crazy. If the empirical truth, the objective truth, bears witness to the truth, then it's the truth. But men hate the light. They hate Jesus. He's the light of the world. And ladies and gentlemen, I used to say that. And I said, when persecution comes, the Christians will be the last ones to figure that they're in it, especially lukewarm ones. The ones who are suffering in China, the ones who are suffering in Syria, our brothers and sisters, you know, I do care. And unfortunately, you know, I don't possess the power of Elijah, and I'll put yet, because I am believing God that he's going to raise up a group of men and women. It's like the question. Well, Jesus said, he said in his word, behold, I go to my Father, and these works, you'll do even greater works than these, you know? And I go, Lord, where? I know I believe in miracles. I've seen them. I've had them. The bottom line is I believe God really does touch people. But I also know that something's lacking. And what's lacking is the slacking off of those who once claimed to be followers of Jesus. You know, Doug, listen, when I say puppeteers in the pulpit, I want to say something. The ones that deny Jesus, I'm going to really define this, the ones that will not speak of the word of God or of eternal damnation, the ones that just, I have your best life now. I know whose hand is in that, okay? It's Lucifer's hand.
And to what you said, I'm curious as to how a self-proclaimed minister can marry a homosexual couple, knowing what the Bible says about that, or how a self-professed Christian can believe in, vote for, support, and even fund abortion. All of these dynamic opposites here lead to this. I don't know what I wouldn't even call it Christianity anymore.
It is.
Okay.
It isn't. You know, and first of all, let's make it clear. It isn't. Nothing contrary to the spoken word of the will of God nor of the word of God can stand scripture. So if you live in that world where you have something that's banned by the Bible, a lifestyle, a worldview, what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of the last vestige of conscience that's available to you to consider your ways. We talked years ago about the day would come when the Bible would be made illegal. Nobody saw that COVID would be used by, you know, Oldsom, Gavin Oldsom, the governor. There's nothing new about that guy. It's just the same old thing. The hatred for Christians in California, the hatred for the Bible in California. It's not just California, but I'm just using that as an example. The claimants to what used to be Christianity is what the world sees. The reality of the fivefold ministry functioning and the word of God flowing through ministry, it's all been put aside because I'll make it easy. People care more about the friendship of the world than they do with friendship with God. I'll make it easy. We want to go along to get along. I said, yeah, that's the gold motto of all of the lemmings going off the cliff. You know, hang on, brother, I'm coming. That's splotting lemmings. So when the salt loses its savor, and that means Christians no longer, you know, even care about the name of Jesus. See, if somebody wanted to know, and I'm sorry, but the thing that is the most problematic, difficult thing for me to deal with is a hatred for Jesus. It's a hatred for Jesus. They hated me without a cause. It's the cowardice of what once called a Christian. By the way, that's why I called the term, and I believe it's you know, the word I created, and I think it fits. Jellyfishians. A jellyfish has no skeleton except basically a rudimentary one. It just goes with the flow. And what does jellyfishianity do? It goes directly in opposition to the word of God, that God himself declared that friendship with the world is enmity with God. That means you're at war with God. I would think it an unwise thing for most people to want to fight against God. You may shake your fist at him in your early life, but you may have closed the door to your, help me, Lord, I'm going to hell. There's a book everybody should read, Voices from the Edge of Eternity. Or William Gottschall's Dying Words. I think you can both find them on the internet free. And see how the mockers, the scoffers, the haters of God died. see how some of the servants who attended to the great minds and the great thinkers died, and how they recorded, the servants recorded it. I think it's a wake-up call for everybody. So that's why the scripture says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Jesus Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. That's just not a Bible verse. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, that means the Holy Spirit, there's liberty. What is lost in America right now? Liberty. What left the pulpit? Jesus. What's the Holy Spirit's job? To lift up Jesus. You know, here's the thing. I have never seen, now I got to be careful, I've never seen a greater abandonment of the faith due to seduction and apathy. People are either seduced or they just don't care. I think Dave Dobermeyer wrote a piece today about that, you know? Whatever is, well, we know how that ends. It ends on the trains to Dachau or Treblinka or what, Buchenwald or the camps. And by the way, it wasn't just Jews that went there. It was Christians. It was everybody. Study the life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Derek Prince said an amazing thing. I think it was one of the last sermons or some of the last sermons, a couple of the last sermons he ever spoke, but when somebody asked him about Islam and why he saw it triumphing over Christianity, he made a statement. He says, they're willing to die for what they believe. American Christians or Christians in general aren't. Christian in general aren't. And the thing is that you're seeing this now. Doug, let me ask you now, because you're more, and I abandoned it pretty much, but you're more aware of the political front, and you know, what goes on in Washington and stuff. But when you look at all that, and I would say this, where do you see, and this isn't a test, you can't flunk it, okay? But are you aware of anybody calling America back to repentance and right relationship with God? I mean, I'm asking because I don't hang out in that world.
No, but one thing that I'm encouraged by, some of the bigger names, and I'll give you one, Stephen K. Bannon, for example, who he's been dealing a lot with Michael Lindell. Michael Lindell, I had two of the three producers of Absolute Proof on this program on Monday, and there was an anecdotal story related to me about Michael Lindell wanting to sit on a specific side of a broadcast desk. The reason he wanted to make sure that his cross on his lapel showed. What's that?
God bless him.
I'm telling you, man. And the reason I bring this up is because what I'm seeing is people like Michael Lindell who have, he was a raging crack addict in the day. He has, obviously now, these rehabilitation houses. And what the media has done is gone after Mike Lindell, after his rehabilitation houses, gone after him personally in order to take down, they're trying to paint him as this hypocrite, through falsehoods. But the reason I mention that is because I'm seeing other broadcasters picking up on this one facet, not necessarily the politics, but the spirituality behind the good versus evil in Washington. And I hope I answered that question for you.
Well, no, that was perfect. Thank you.
All right.
And that's encouraging to me. And God bless him. You know, I don't know him. I admire him. I absolutely know that here's a man on fire for Jesus.
Yep.
I only heard bits of his testimony. The thing that's amazing to me, though, and I will say this, someone like that should be allowed, and I will say this point blank. President Trump needed to utilize or at least listen to men like that. You don't get a reference from the swamp and hire another swamp creature and then come to benefit. And see, we've watched the president, my opinion, lose the narrative.
Yes.
Now, don't send me your hate mail saying blah, blah, blah.
No, send it to me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Send your hate mail to me because I believe with what we're seeing in D.C. today, day three, what we saw, this was a smackdown against the president. And the two lawyers there, Steve, They look like the third string of a high school football team playing, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers from the 1970s, okay? There's something wrong here when that happens. So you're exactly right. So send the hate mail to me, folks, because I'm in agreement with Steve.
A fool is known. Now, here's a new statement. A fool is known by the wise counsel he rejects.
Hmm.
Because if he accepted wise counsel, he wouldn't stay in the realm of a fool. I know the scripture says, call no man a fool. I'll make it even easier. He had Sidney Powell, one of the finest constitutional attorneys who exists. He had General Flynn. He had a lot of advisors. I know that you heard it too, Doug, that they were given 10 minutes and the Mutt and Jeff. I mean, the guys that are defending Trump are Punch and Judy, with due respect to Punch and Judy. Those of you would have to be my age to understand who Punch and Judy are.
Or mine. Yeah.
Well, you always look more distinguished, you know. Yeah. But the bottom line is that given the fact that the folly being presented, and when Jesus said the whole world lies in the evil one, he's not kidding. But so thank you for sharing that with Mike Lindell. That little bit of light gave you hope, Doug Hagman.
Yes,
that little
did.
Bit of light right now gives me a little bit of hope. Look, here's the deal. I believe if God's people humble themselves, I believe that everything can be changed, okay? But you don't humble yourself by going along to get along. You don't be friends with the world. You don't base and look, here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for the last moments of freedom to say what I'm saying now. The day will come, I'll be gone. I'm not, and for the record, I'm not planning on taking myself, although if I had taken my own life, my wife asked me the other day, she said, so with your curiosity on Stargates, where are you planning on going? And you know what, she's funny because she said, well, how do you know you'll get back? I said, well, that's the part I'm still trying to figure out. You know, because I used to say, Lord, is there any intelligent life on Mars? Then I found out you'd be surprised. But the bottom line is what I'm saying here is that I quote 2 Chronicles 7:14. I lived through that 50 years ago. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, what, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. I may have gotten one of the verses. I wish I was Pastor Langford in that realm. But the bottom line is that where is that happening? We watch men of God, Franklin Graham, just get trashed. We watch real people of God get trashed. I'm looking for the guy that says, and you know this, this is one thing that you and I have been given a friendship by the Lord. I don't want to hear, and I won't put up with anybody talking trash about you to me. You won't put up with anybody because we've seen what happens. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, a certain individual lied to Doug and lied to me. And when we found out the lie, we were able to get the individual out of there. But he was pitting us against each other. This was, what, 5 years ago, Doug?
Yeah.
And he wanted us at odds because he was convinced that when Doug passed away or whatever, he'd be the next face of the Hagman Report. Guess what? God had other ideas. So what I'm saying, and you said something about loyalty, Doug, in my world, I suck at loyalty, okay? Not being a loyal friend, but having them. In my world, loyalty is preeminent. But in our Christian walk, in our gratefulness to God, where's our loyalty to him?
There it is.
You know,
yep.
Where's our loyalty? Where's our loyalty? Well, I can't use the name of Jesus. I'm whispering now. I can't use the name of Jesus because it might be offensive. It had better be offensive. Because the cross is an offense to them that perish. Just because you live in La La Land doesn't mean you have to die in La La Land. Come out of La La Land. Come into the reality of the glory of the Lord. You know, and again, I there are people that would no more share a stage than I would with them. But as long as they're preaching Jesus and people are coming to the Lord, so be it. As long as I'm preaching Jesus and coming, Lord, so be it. Because the people that have a problem with me will stand before the Lord and give account. Just like if I allow problems with them, and I'm trying to listen, I'm doing more repenting than I've ever done in my whole life. And say, God, search my heart. Because again, there's so many people out there, Doug, to trip us up. And I want to say this because we must be getting close to closing.
Yeah, we got about 15 seconds, brother.
Okay. Stay true to Jesus because God will never fail you. He will never abandon you. And lo, he is with you unto the end of the age. Jesus loves you.
Amen. What a strong close. Thank you, Steve. May God bless you. Folks, good night, everyone. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you're doing for us. Steve, talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.